Editorial for July 4, 2024. Only responsible governance can save the Science Center. The Ontario government often makes controversial decisions, and the situation with the Ontario Science Center is a clear example. Despite all the technical and financial details, the choice boils down to a simple dilemma: either neglect the Science Center or hand it over to caretakers who will protect it. The main issue here is about where the government puts its money. Recently, Infrastructure Ontario revealed plans to move the Science Centre to Ontario Place. This decision includes spending a lot on a new parking lot at Ontario Place, while hesitating to spend a fraction of that on fixing the Science Centre's roof. This shows that the government values commercial interests more than preserving Ontario's educational and cultural heritage. These decisions seem to be influenced by plans for a large spa complex at Ontario Place by a foreign company called Therm. They demand a lot of parking, which affects decisions like moving the Science Center. This reflects a pattern where private interests get a lot of support from the government, even though they have free land on the waterfront. This raises concerns about how the government handles money and who they listen to. The Auditor General's report adds to these concerns. It questions the government's claim that moving the Science Center will save money in the long run. Also, the government didn't talk much with Toronto City Council or the Toronto Region Conservation Authority, who are important in deciding what happens with the Science Center's land. This lack of communication shows that the government isn't being open or involving everyone who should be part of the decision. The decision to leave the Science Center's current building because it needs repairs, while planning to build new things, shows a lack of long-term planning. Even though reports said the repairs aren't too expensive, the government was set on not taking care of the center itself. The planned neglect of the building has had the desired result: it's getting worse, and will cost even more to fix later. But there is another option. Toronto City Council is ready to discuss taking over the Science Center. Since they own the land with the TRCA, this would mean less work for the province and a guarantee that the center stays open and in good shape. This solution lowers risks for the province and keeps a valuable place open for future generations. Some people might worry about problems if the city takes over. But the biggest risk is letting the Science Center fall apart or close. Giving the city control would show the government cares about making good choices and listening to the community. These decisions also have political effects. With elections coming up, voters might remember how the Science Center was treated. Letting it fall apart could make people think the government doesn't care about what's important. Saving the Science Center would show voters the government cares about education and culture. In the end, action needs to happen now. The Science Center is more than just a building; it's about learning, science, and the public. Letting Toronto take over would help fix the government's mistakes and show they care about what's best for Ontario. We shouldn't miss this chance to do what's right for our future.